get a notepad, and write that stuff down. Because when you come into his presence, you're opening yourself up to everything that is him. His ideas for you, his heart for you, inventions, ideas, people you need to make restoration with. The list goes on and on. And you're like, why am I thinking about this person? You're trying to clean your mental windshield of what you're going through in your life, and so you can focus on the Lord. And he's like, clink, 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 that's me. Get a notepad. Keep it by you during worship. And if you feel something or you feel something you can't get out of your head, write it down on a piece of paper. And then after worship, ask him to process that with you and tell you what his heart is on that matter. Because you're hearing clearly. I know people that in worship have gotten inventions for multi-million dollar things. Keep your mind open that when you're in that presence, stuff's going to be really clear to you. So I was in this place, and I'm worshiping in this little church, and I keep having this, like, I could see it in my mind's eye. You know what I mean by that? I can't explain it, but I could see it happening, and I was like, go away. And I could see and it was stupid, which more importantly, you're like, this is not the Lord, this is stupid. I could see, the picture I saw was we had these little white porcelain bowls in our church kitchen. And I could see myself filling it with water, putting my hand in the bowl of water with a couple standing in front of me, dipping my hand in the water and splashing them right in the face. And I was like, that is stupid. But I knew it was him. So I wrestled with that one because that one was a little bit out of my comfort zone at that time. Finally, I was like, what do I have to lose? Really? And these were trusted people. How many of you know if you're going to practice stuff and hear in the Lord, find trusted people. Don't try it at the lady at Starbucks unless you really know it's the Lord, because you're going to look like an idiot. And that's okay if he tells you to do it. But if you're starting out and you're trying to hear the voice of the Lord and you're practicing his presence, practice makes perfect. People think they're going to wake up one day and hear God for the first time. Could be, but try practice. So these people knew me, and they knew I was crazy, and so they were all right. I wasn't going to hurt them if I did anything too crazy. So after worship was over in the office.